CRI News, I'm Moon Jae. Two more people have been rescued from the rubble of a residential building that collapsed in Fenghua City in East China's Zhejiang Province. Five others have been pulled from the debris as of noon on Friday. Among them, a 68-year-old man died after emergency treatment. The local government provided relocation allowances for affected families and arranged accommodation for people with particular difficulty in local hotels. The five-story building with 15 apartments in Zhoujing community collapsed on Friday morning. Rescuers are still doing clean-up work to prevent a secondary collapse, and an investigation team has been set up to look into the cause of the collapse. The Japanese government has approved new elementary school textbooks claiming the disputed Diaoyu Islands as part of Japan's territory, arousing strong denunciation from China immediately. The revised textbooks, which will be used from the next academic year starting April 2015 for 5th and 6th grade students, won approval from Japan's Education Ministry. China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei urged Japan to stop provocations and teach correct historical views to young people. He told a press briefing that Japan should tell its next generation true facts about the Diaoyu Islands, that they are China's and they were illegally stolen. Hong Lei added that China was extremely concerned about a Japanese Foreign Ministry policy paper which also claimed the islands as Japan's. He urged the Japanese side to honestly face up to and reflect on its history of militarist aggression and stop infringing upon China's territorial sovereignty. An underwater search is now underway for the flight data recorder of missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. A Chinese ship is joining an Australian submarine in the first subsurface search for the flight's so-called black box. The search itself is taking place in an area about 1,700 kilometers northwest of Perth, Australia. It comes just under a month after the flight disappeared on March 8th with 239 passengers and crew on board. Black box batteries generally run out of power after around a month. This is CRI News. The Philippine government is now pointing the finger at the Abu Sayyaf militant group as being responsible for the kidnapping of a Chinese national this week in Malaysia. Philippine authorities say a group of seven men, led by a known member of Abu Sayyaf, kidnapped two women at gunpoint Wednesday evening from a popular tourist resort, then eluded Malaysian authorities and made their way into the Philippine Sea. It's believed the kidnappers and their hostages are now in the southern Philippines. Philippine authorities have not disclosed how they've come by this information or whether any ransom demands have been issued. 29-year-old Gao Huayun from Shanghai was on a scuba diving trip with a friend when she was taken. Chinese President Xi Jinping has attended a tree-planting activity and called for multi-generation efforts from people of all ethnic groups to protect forest resources. While praising China's achievements in afforestation over the past 60-plus years, Xi Jinping noted that forests in the country were far from people's environmental expectations and lacking in both quality and quantity. He called on leading officials at various levels to set an example by leading scientific tree-planting activities, expanding forest coverage, and boosting ecological functions. China's health watchdog has released a regulation on the safety of newborns, which orders placing newborns without guardians under proper care. The rules on the safety management of newborns, released by the National Health and Family Planning Commission, also orders medical institutions to consult with the mothers or other guardians to confirm the deaths of fetuses and infants and should not treat the bodies as medical waste. In the case of stillborns or dead infants with infectious diseases, institutions should obtain the guardian's consent before disposing the bodies in line with laws and regulations. New reports are suggesting China's banking regulator is going to conduct regional and national stress tests on this country's banking system. This after a spike in bad loans through last year. Chinese banks' non-performing loan ratios have risen to their highest level in 2 years through the final quarter of last year, averaging around 1%. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.